1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. You can contact and connect with us on social media at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and of course on our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. Yes, we do. Give them that hand clap. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You must do the thing that you think that you cannot do. That's Eleanor Roosevelt. And as women, we oftentimes don't realize our potential, but you must do the thing that you think that you cannot do. And, you know, every week I do an On the Edge power question or power fact. Well, I think this week it's not really a power question or power fact. It's a power position. And tonight I have the Women in Business Club members in here. So if I can get a shout out from the women in the club, can you guys give me just a shout out here on Edge? Don't be shy. Can I get a woohoo up in here? So we are live here in the studio. We're here at KDOW KFAX Studios, and we're going to bring it tonight. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure who all my guests are going to be tonight. We're randomly picking them. We kind of put them in like a fishbowl, and we're going to just pull them out. So hold on to your seat. If you're driving, pay attention and listen fast, and stay safe out there, of course. And so I want to start out a little bit before I get to my first guest here. We do this leadership call. You know, I've been talking about the Women in Business Club for a little bit. We're now in our full hard launch. We had our soft launch all earlier this year. And now we're in this full hard launch. And what that means for us is that we're nationwide. This is not a club that is in competition with chambers or business associations or anything that you're using, professional clubs or associations. This is just a place where we pick up where other organizations leave off, and we're oftentimes told that. And so tonight we're going to give these ladies an opportunity for them to wow you. And so I want them to wow you. So we do this leadership call once a month. And so this leadership call yesterday, I talked about, and when you're in the club, you as members, you might be selected to do a presentation on the call. And so I hadn't done it for a couple of months. So I thought, you know, I probably should do a presentation. And so I did it on, you know, procrastination is a thief. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure that our ladies understood is that, you know, procrastination really isn't a bad word. It's a very good word. And I like words. I like understanding what words mean. And we say stuff because we heard someone else say it, and then we repeat it, and so on. But procrastination really means to put off or to delay for a later time or date. And we do it every single day. And I can prove it to you. If any of you out there set up a doctor's appointment, now, of course, when we need that emergency moment, we're all calling in at 8 o'clock to try to get in that same day. But for the most part, we're scheduling for a later date. So we call that time management. However, procrastination means putting off. So we can't do everything in one day. Procrastination gets bad when you won't do the thing that you know you should be doing, and you keep putting it off over and over and over and over again. And so it was really interesting to kind of unfold those aspects, because I think when we look at procrastination and we look at why people are not doing something, sometimes it's not because there isn't the time. Oftentimes, it's the anxiety behind what that person is reluctant to face or to do. And so if we can deal with that, and sometimes it's because there's a lack of knowledge. And one of the things that I said is, you know, the best defense about with regards to a lack of knowledge is to get educated. You get educated on it. What happens? You get educated, you get empowered. You get empowered, you start doing, and you start moving. And if you don't, then it becomes a thief, and you sabotage your own future as a result of that. So that's a little tidbit of what we had going on last night, and that's a snapshot. And so enough about that. Let's get into some of these women out here and see what's going on. My first guest, I recently have met her. I think she's a dynamic coach. She's a powerhouse. She is one to be reckoned with. This is Jackie Welch, life coach with Tyro. Time is running out. Jackie, thank you for coming on the show tonight. And you know what? Can we give her a hand? She is 27 years. Happy anniversary. She got a kitchen pass tonight to come out. That's right. You know, so Jackie, thank you for coming on the show tonight. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. So now tell us a little bit about what you do. Don't be shy, because you're not a shy woman. So come on, just bring it.
Well, you know, it's really funny that you would talk about the topic tonight of procrastination. It's because I really feel that when I selected my business name of Tyro, which stands for Time is Running Out, I feel so many people are truly not stepping into their power. They're not truly living their dream. And so coming from an amazing career, I was with one company for 28 years. Who does that anymore? That's unheard of. My family's teasing me, saying, I think you like big numbers. 28 years with one company. Today I'm celebrating my 27th wedding anniversary. Who does that anymore, right? But I share that with you because when you really think about time and you think about that word, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the F word. Are you ready for the F word? Who knows what the F word is? Fear.
Right. I know my producer's like, what? What? No.
Yeah. I had you on the edge, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, I thought she was going to jump off. You know, Johnny Rogers jumped off last week, so we had to reel him back in.
Yeah, but that's a big one.
Right.
The F word.
That's right.
A fear.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you really stop and think about the space that you're in right now, we're already 6 months, 6 months into the year. We can never get that time back. Can never get it back. So when you think about what's ahead, what's really holding you back, you got six more months to step into that power of what is it that you really want in 2014. No more procrastination. It's time to put on a new pair of shoes.
And this is what I love about Jackie, because she will hit the nail right on the head. There's you're spot on with regards to what you're talking about. And one of the things that I often share is don't sabotage your legacy. Don't, you know, we all have a space of time. We all have, you know, there at some moment, we recognize that we will not be here. And so in that time span, that span of time that we have, what are you going to do to leave the legacy that you really want without people telling you can't do this? You're always going to have the naysayers. You know, you're going to have things that are going to challenge you, that will cause you to. And what I say is bad procrastination, because there's good procrastination, because there's a strategy and strategic procrastination. You know, I've done it, you know, to make the right deal, the right moment at the right time, and not rush into things. But you have to use wisdom in that. And this is what I love about her, because she's like, time is running out. Tyro, time is running out. You know, so tell us, you know, how can we get connected to you? How can other people get connected to you?
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to share that. So, yes, so I do have a website, and my website is www.tyrolifecoaching. That's all one word, tyrolifecoaching.com. And I would love for you to be able to send me an email, get connected with me. I also have Tyro Facebook. And I think it's just so important for people to learn how to eat that elephant one bite at a time. Because you would really be surprised at when you make that personal deposit. That's what I call it. Make a personal deposit in your bank account every day. And that personal deposit is only for you. It doesn't benefit the husband. It doesn't benefit the kids. It's only for you. And that's when you know that it's a personal deposit, because nobody's going to benefit but you.
Okay, so now, listening audience, you have permission to eat the cake, to have it for yourself. You know, you have an opportunity here in what Jackie is saying, is that sometimes you have to be good to you. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And we don't hear that enough. Guys, gals, men, women, young, old, you get to enjoy you. And so you can connect with Jackie Welch at www.tyrolifecoaching.com, or you can email her at info@tyrolifecoaching.com. And if you're not sure how to spell Tyro, it's time is running out. And if you can figure that out, you can get to her. Jackie Welch, 510-490-5752. And I'm going to go to my next guest.